If we are just starting to get into investing and do not have a decent amount of money or income flowing to us, our approach to investing will be different than someone who has a lot of money on the sidelines and good cash flow. The most important thing we need to understand about investing is that it involves putting the money we invest in something at risk in exchange for potential reward. The more at risk our money is at being completely lost in an investment, typically the more reward we could potentially experience. So if we do not have a lot of money and do not have good income right now, we need to take a serious look at our own unique financial and life situation to determine an amount of money, if any, we can afford to potentially lose. And if we don't have much we can afford to lose, crypto is not the first investment we should make when getting into investing because of the high risks with price volatility, scammers, user error, and the simple fact that it is new speculative technology. So glitches, hacks, system failures, etc. are factors to consider as well. Even though for many of us, crypto was our first attempt at investing, what's great is now we are on a path together, learning about how the financial system works, principles of investing, and gaining knowledge about this new exciting asset class. So if we don't have a lot of money or good income, the first and most important investment we should be making is in ourselves, by learning and developing new skills that will help us increase our income. We can do this by investing time and learning new skills for free on YouTube, because if we are serious and dedicated, we can find videos to learn how to do just about anything for free on YouTube. Or if we have some money put aside, consider using it to buy access to a course, community, seminar, tutor, etc. to learn new skills in a more efficient manner to save time and energy. There are a ton of resources available to help us learn new skills to get a job that pays us more, or to start our own business that we can scale to generate good cash flow over time that pays us more than our current job. And if we are interested in working in the crypto space, projects are throwing money at blockchain developers hand over fist, and there is a shortage of talent in the industry. So if we want to learn about the more technical aspects of crypto and become a developer, a great resource to consider is Morales Academy, which we can access at a discounted price using the links below. Or if software development isn't your thing, there are many other types of jobs available in the crypto space, like marketing, accounting, community management, like on Discord servers or Telegram channels, video production and editing, public relations, branding, making content like this. Just about any and all types of jobs that would apply to any other business in any other industries are available in crypto. And in our modern world, it's interesting to note that one of the most efficient ways to generate a massive amount of wealth over time is through fame or becoming well-known, like as an influencer, thought leader, podcaster, etc. So with our cell phones, we can create social media accounts for our personal brand and start creating video content with our cell phones for virtually any type of interest or passion we have, like cooking, traveling, trying new restaurants, fashion, cats, animals, cars, music, nature, meditation, self-help, or even just documenting our journeys to increase our income so we can take advantage of more investment opportunities throughout our lives. And if you're interested in some quick and efficient guides on how to monetize yourself as a content creator, I highly suggest checking out Dan Ko's YouTube channel. Or if fame isn't appealing, we can learn about building wealth through real estate and learn to become a real estate agent or work in some other capacity in real estate. Or we can learn how to use AI to help us increase our income, either in the capacity of an assistant or take some time to learn how to prompt AI and work towards becoming proficient enough to land an AI job with a company. Or if we just want to learn about more ways we can increase our sources of income with side hustles, Meet Kevin has some great courses on hustling, on real estate, and a brand new course on how to leverage AI, which we can check out by using links below. Or we can consider trying to land an apprenticeship by working for free for someone to learn new skills, like an entrepreneur with a brick and mortar business or an online digital business in whatever industry interests us. Either way, the first investment we need to make as new investors with not a lot of money to work with is our skill sets and stack our skill sets in order to increase our income so we have more money to work with on our journey to building and maintaining wealth. Amazing. Now that we know what we need to invest in first to become an investor, spending time to learn new skills for free on YouTube, or more efficiently by investing in a course, community, or teacher of sorts, let's learn about the next investments to consider going forward. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to explore 11 creative types of investments we can consider once we've got some money and good income to work with, in addition to crypto. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Kraken, Masterworks, and Tangent Wallet. Hit the crypto gym and learn how to use Kraken Pro's latest advanced trading platform to take full advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity As an early crypto adopter before the next bull cycle, diversify your investment portfolio with a time-tested, uncorrelated asset class of fine art with Masterworks platform, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-chain, multi-currency, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. Tangent has been swamped, so orders have been backed up for a few weeks. Pre-order one to get your spot online today for the next batch of wallets. Scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. The harsh reality of these times we are living through, some of us barely surviving through, is that being average is not acceptable anymore. Everything we want, somebody else wants. The money, the job, the women, the men, the car, the house, literally everything. And we have to stop pretending that life is not a competition, and we have to start competing. So there is a recipe for fulfillment, and that recipe is very simple, and it is absolutely non-negotiable. You must work hard to garner a set of skills that allow you to serve yourself and other people in a way that you enjoy. And if you do that and make progress at serving yourself and serving others, you will have fulfillment. And ultimately, when we are providing value to others in the world at large, we can generate monetary compensation from those actions. Nice. Now let's run through 11 types of investments we need to be on the lookout for throughout our lives on our journey to creating generational wealth, so we can recognize them when opportunities arise to pick and choose the ones that match best with our risk appetite and unique financial situations. Number one, people. We can choose to invest in people that are good business operators. For example, if we think Elon Musk is a good business operator and he ever decided to take on investors for Twitter, now X, that would be something we could consider diversifying into. Another example is a story from Business Insider about a guy who was friends with Warren Buffett and decided to put $10,000 into Berkshire Hathaway early on because he believed in Warren as a person who could operate this business. And today, that $10,000 is worth $1 billion. So we should always keep our eyes out for people we can invest in who we believe are good business operators and are going places. Two, perpetual cash generators. We need to choose to invest in stocks or businesses or things where money is constantly coming in. For example, membership-based or subscription-based services like Netflix, Spotify, etc. We can also consider investing time and money into creating our own membership or subscription-based product or service. So always be on the lookout for opportunities to create or invest in perpetual cash generators. Products and services that solve problems also fit into this category, like Uber Eats, Lyft, and similar that command steady cash flow. Number three, phenomena. And by that, I mean taking some risk by trying to catch and ride a nice wave, like in the last bull cycle with the DeFi summer craze or the madness with NFTs. Or if big sports events are coming up, some people decide to take risk by buying sports cards of professional athletes that may be playing in an upcoming World Cup or Super Bowl. And if the team with the athlete wins, these cards stand to substantially increase in value. And honestly, Bitcoin may be in the phenomenon phase, with different entities fighting for control over the future of the global financial system, Wall Street buying it, hedge funds jumping in, BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world, recommending to add it to portfolios, politicians talking about it. So we gotta pay attention. Number four, preventative and preservative investments. This is where assets like gold and silver come into play. We can't expect gold to make us rich over time. Rather, we can expect it to preserve the value of our investments and prevent us from losing value over time, like with what we experience when holding cash long-term. Insurance also falls into this category. When we start accumulating a substantial amount of wealth, we need to protect ourselves and families with investing in products like life insurance, health insurance, car insurance, in case we are injured and unable to continue working if we are in a car crash. Anything that prevents us from losing wealth and preserves our wealth. So keep your eyes peeled. Number five, patents. Keep your ears open to any opportunities where a great patent is involved with a good team behind it. Because sometimes making an early financial investment in these types of things can pay off big time down the road. And similarly, number six, products. Becoming an early investor in good products is also a great way to potentially generate a lot of cash over time. And here's an interesting tweet I came across that gives us an interesting twist on investing in great products. Don't buy stocks for your retirement fund, buy Apple Vision Pros, a factory-sealed iPhone 1 sold for $63,000 this year, 105x the original price. If an unopened Apple Vision Pro appreciated at a similar rate, it would be worth nearly $500,000 in 15 years. So maybe when buying a product we intend to use that we think is great, consider buying an additional one to leave sealed to sell in the future for a substantial amount of money. Number seven, predictable investments. These include ETFs or exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, bonds, etc., with steady, predictable returns, and they are a great way to generate yield from our investments without taking on a lot of risk. Number 8, real estate and property. This is pretty straightforward. There's residential, commercial, farmland, etc. And over time, investments usually appreciate. And what's great about real estate is there are a lot of interesting things we can do with taxes if we get into buying, selling, and developing property. Number 9, time-tested, uncorrelated assets. This could include investing in things like wine, luxury watches, antiques, or fine art. And what's interesting that most people don't know is Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the largest bank in the US, JP Morgan, is big into art. In fact, his personal art collection is unbelievable. It's not 5 million, not 50 million, not 100 million, not 500 million. Dimon's personal art collection is over $900 million. And art is one of the oldest asset classes there are. The man, the myth, the legend himself, JP Morgan, may have avoided sinking with his ship, the Titanic, from being tied up in affairs from getting his art collection safely from Europe to the US. So people have been trading art for centuries. And typically, only the ultra-wealthy have had access to fine art investments until now with Masterworks platform. Masterworks removes the barriers we would otherwise face if we tried to invest in art on our own, because the costs are extremely high for the average investor. So with a $10 million piece of art by Banksy or Picasso or whatever, we can now diversify our portfolios into shares of these assets. Masterworks makes this large asset class now accessible to a wide range of investors with their platform that transforms physical art into share-based ownership. And this is great because when comparing returns from different assets during periods of high inflation like we are currently experiencing, gold does roughly 0.2%, the S&P does about 3.8%, REITs do 5%, emergent market equities do roughly 12.6%, while contemporary art does around 23.2%. So there is a waitlist to join Masterworks. However, if you use the link below, we can skip the waitlist and start diversifying our investment portfolios into this unique asset class today. So scroll down and check it out. Cool. Number 10, enriching life experiences. We can't just run around trying to make all this money without investing some of it into enjoying our lives. We have to invest some time and money into creating priceless memories together with friends and family. So rent a nice place in the mountains to go skiing or snowboarding. Buy that front row ticket to the Elton John concert. These artists and musicians are people too and aren't going to live forever. Buy a box at that hockey game, football game, baseball game, and fill it with friends and family. Rent and drive a Ferrari or Lambo in Dubai. Take a yacht out in the Mediterranean. Go to Michelin-star restaurants around the world and enjoy amazing food and dining experiences. Whatever your thing is, hit it and enjoy your life. And finally, 11, planning. We all need to invest some serious time and energy into planning because although it's extremely tedious and boring, failing to plan is planning to fail. Even if we experience generational wealth in this upcoming bull market, if we aren't prepared for it and don't have a plan, it can ruin our financial future and the financial future of our families. So whether we started getting into wealth building by going down the crypto rabbit hole, or we were already on that journey and happened upon crypto, we are all here to build wealth. And we don't want to spend all this time and energy building something that breaks because we failed to put a plan in place. So regardless of whether or not we have generational wealth now or are on a journey to generate it, always remember and be mindful of creating and implementing a plan. This includes consulting with accountants and lawyers to make sure our money is managed properly, our taxes are squared away, we've got proper insurance coverages in place, and we've got estate planning in place in case something happens to us and our families can be taken care of. Awesome. If you would like to learn 3 simple daily habits we can implement as beginners for long-term success in crypto, check out this video. If you would like to learn about profit-taking strategies we can implement in crypto investing to plan for the next bull cycle, check out this video. And to diversify into fine art with Masterworks, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.